It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. There was no discussion of the suspension of Superintendent Ann Lundquist during Monday night's Charles City School Board meeting. However, during the public comments portion of the meeting, board member Catherine Fox questioned if proper procedure was followed.
I just wanted to make a statement at tonight's meeting minutes and for the public record about my concern of the action taken Friday. Did not follow legal procedure, and there should have been a vote and public meeting conversation in closed session. I had expressed my concern and was told lawyers have been consulted, but I think actions taken moving forward need to be made public per Iowa Code Section 21.5 pertaining to all meetings.
Last Friday, an email from School Board President David Schrote notified all school teachers and staff that the school district had begun an investigation into allegations about behavior that, quote, raises questions about Dr. Lundquist's fitness for duty and ability to serve as an employee of the Charles City Community School District, end quote. The email added that they will also arrange for a temporary superintendent with the Central Rivers AEA to serve while Lundquist is on paid administrative leave. Schrote met Monday with the school's attorney, Allers & Cooney PC, which will be directing the investigation, which Schrote says regards internal matters. Lundquist has declined to comment on the advice of her attorney. Lundquist began serving as interim superintendent in April 2022 and has held the position ever since. In February, she announced she would retire at the end of this school year, June 30th. The 2024-25 fiscal year budget is set in Chickasaw County, but it took two motions before it was approved. Last month, the Board of Supervisors presented a countywide tax levy rate proposed to rise from about $5.17 to about $6.22, an increase of almost 19%. Since then, supervisors have made additional adjustments to reduce that tax rate increase to under 14% for the new fiscal year starting July 1st. During their meeting Monday morning, supervisors spent another two-plus hours wrangling over more ways to trim, but were still at odds about putting the budget up for a vote. County Attorney David Laudner asked whether it's too late in the game to change directions.
So to pull the rug out at the last minute, to me, I think it'd be a disaster. It'd be a disaster for the auditor. It'd be a disaster for all the department heads. And if that's what needs to be done to shake the system up, then so be it. But it goes back to the comment I made 20 minutes ago. Here we sit, April 22, and we're doing this. This is what I'm fearful of next year. The exact same thing we might be staring down here in the next 2 minutes or 5 minutes.
Supervisor Jacob Hackman noted that Chickasaw County is in a tough position with less money to operate with than neighboring counties.
I believe Greenville County, quote me if I'm wrong, $1.5 billion in evaluation, and we're $934 million. They're almost 50, 60% higher than us. So they have a huge tax base, a lot bigger than ours.
Supervisor candidate Terry Johnson told the board the county will likely have to consider budget cuts, preferably sooner rather than later.
This is Chickasaw County, and I don't care what they're doing. I care about the people. When I'm out doing my campaign thing, all I get is taxes, taxes, taxes. That's all I want to talk about. They're pretty upset. So I guess if it's a situation that you have to cut some services, you have to cut some services. And I think based on the economy, the way it doesn't feel right.
Supervisor Stephen Breitbach understood that sentiment.
I've talked to a lot of people out there, too, that complain about tax increases. But when I ask them, what services are you prepared to give up? They don't want your services cut.
While some final adjustments were made to the budget, supervisors weren't able to make much difference in lowering the property tax levy rate for fiscal year 25. After an initial motion to pass the budget failed, a second motion was approved with supervisors Matt Kuhn, Scott Sierwinski, and Breitbach voting yes, and Hackman and Travis Succo voting no. 8 North Iowa dairy-related operations will share in almost $250,000 in Choose Iowa Dairy Innovation Grants. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy announced a total of 20 Iowa dairies have been awarded grants to increase on-farm dairy processing, incorporate labor-saving technology, and expand the availability of Iowa dairy products. The cost-sharing funding will also help dairies invest in pasteurization equipment, processing space, packaging and bottling products, robots, health monitoring, automated feeding systems, cleaning assistance, and more. Grant awards include almost $20,000 to Hightail of Plainfield, over $17,000 to A&J Farms of Fort Atkinson, almost $25,000 to Whitford Dairy in Volga, $42,000 to Prairie Star Farm of Waukon, and $100,000 to Nedved Family Farms in Garner. A complete list of grant recipients is available with this story on our station website. April is National Donate Life Month, and Floyd County Medical Center in Charles City has joined with Iowa Donor Network to inspire Iowa to donate life. FCMC infusion nurse Marianne Nelson knows the importance of organ donation firsthand.
Fortunately, though, 4 years ago, I was lucky enough to have my sister Becky, who also works at Floyd County Medical Center, and she works in the radiology department. She gave up a kidney for me through the paired donor program at Mayo Clinic, and I received a kidney from a wonderful lady down in South Carolina who's a nurse with three sons like myself, and for 4 years I've had extra moments because of those two.
Nelson says she suffered from polycystic kidney disease, which is hereditary to the women in her family, with it affecting her grandmother, mother, and three sisters. A Donate Life tree is on display at the hospital and clinic throughout the month of April for people to add the names of those who have been a recipient of a life-saving donation or gave of themselves so that others may live. There are more than 103,000 Americans currently waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. 600 of them live right here in Iowa. You can register to save lives at iowadonornetwork.org. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.